News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Outgoing president of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Norman Grant, says Jamaica has saved some $500 million under the Grow What You Eat, Eat What You Grow campaign over the last 14 years. He says since the campaign was launched in 2003, the country's domestic crop production has also benefited, growing from 491,000 metric tons to 668,000 metric tons in 2016.
We have become self-sufficient in table eggs, pork, poultry, and certainly we are seeing a lot of opportunities to convert on areas such as the livestock areas, mutton and goats, and other opportunities.
Norman Grant was speaking at the final day of the Denby Agricultural Show in Maypen, Clarendon recently. The government has signed a second country program framework CPF with the International Atomic Energy Agency IAEA, slated to run for the next 5 years. Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica PIOJ, Dr. Wayne Henry, says the framework defines a strategic approach to the cooperation between the Jamaican government and the IAEA. The IAEA has over the years provided technical assistance to the country in areas including the development of a legislative framework for radiation and nuclear security, energy planning, and the management of water resources and environmental protection.
The new country program, which is applicable for the period 2018 to 2023, will focus on water and environment management, health and nutrition, food and agriculture, nuclear and radiation safety and security, and energy and industry.
The new CPF was signed by Dr. Wayne Henry and the Deputy Director General of the IAEA, Dazu Yang. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, will over the next 3 years begin incorporating high-tech solutions in daily operations as part of ongoing efforts to arrest criminal activity. Senior Director of Modernization Initiatives and Strategic Projects in the Ministry of National Security, Arvel Grant, says these solutions are designed to support the National Security Ministry's focus on situational prevention under the comprehensive five-pillar crime prevention and reduction strategy. Among the software tools being developed are Jample Stats, which will overlay the JCF's historical statistics on a geographic information system GIS map of Jamaica, JCF Docs, which provides a database of all the documents police officers may need in the field, and QR Code, which will, among other things, allow officers to retrieve information while they are in the field.
These technology-based tools will focus the deployment of the policing resources to where crimes are occurring, and importantly, to where they are likely to occur.
Mr. Grant was speaking in an interview with GIS News recently. And close to 4,000 youth from all parishes will participate in the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development's Youth Summer Employment Program, YSEP, this year. The initiative was launched by Portfolio Minister Desmond Mackenzie on Thursday at Northern Caribbean University in Mandeville. Participants will aid in the collection of trade license fees and property taxes. The minister says a second component will be added to this year's program to help with the disaster mitigation efforts of all municipalities.
We're going to be identifying another 50 of you who are computer savvy. You will be retained within the municipal corporations to help to input the data that will be collected based on the survey. So we will be retaining until the end of the calendar year 200 of our finest and brightest young people.
The program, which starts officially on Monday, August 13, will last for 6 weeks, having been extended for an additional 2 weeks over last year. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
You sitting here all by yourself?
Just doing some business with NHT.
NHT? This time of the night?
I saw this nice piece of land today. So I'm using the NHT app to see how much I can get to buy it and then build.
NHT has an app?
Yes, see it here.
OMG!
This calls for celebration. I wonder if I could download it and check my contributions.
Yes, NHD is now on your Android phone. Check your contributions, load affordability, and more whenever, wherever. Download today.